The Norwalk track and field teams combined to qualify 18 events for state at last week's Class 4A state qualifying meet in Norwalk. The Warriors will now compete Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the 2024 State Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium. On today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, we hear from several of the Warriors state qualifiers. All right, we're here with Norwalk state qualifiers. Junior Tony Anania and sophomore Xavier Bush headed to the state track meet in Des Moines this week. Qualified at last week's state qualifier here in Norwalk. Tony in the 3200, the 1600, and the 800. Xavier in the 400, as well as some relays. We'll start with you, Tony. Just the relief to get it out of the way and qualify in all three of those events. You haven't run all three in the same night very often, so to do that, just the feeling to get that out of the way.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, coming in, I was kind of nervous because I feel like the state qualifying meet, it's more nerve-wracking than like Drake or state, just because, you know, you have to get in. That's the only time you can qualify. So yeah, it was pretty nice to get it out of the way, and I'm excited for state.
Did you feel like it was pretty demanding that night to do all three of those races?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I knew I wouldn't, you know, give my 100% in every race, but I just knew that I had to give enough to qualify, and that's what I feel like I did.
And Xavier, you qualify individually in the 400 as a sophomore. 51.76 was your time. How did that compare to what you've done this year?
That was my best open, for sure, by far. I wasn't really knowing what to expect running the open four. I didn't know if I was going to I don't know if I really thought I was going to qualify for this, but my coaches were really supportive, and they trusted me and gave me some confidence, and I ran, I would say, more calm than I usually do, and I was able to qualify, so really cool to be able to do that.
And now that you're in, I mean, kind of what's the feeling to when you get to Des Moines and, you know, you're going to be well-rested for that race, what do you feel like you can do there?
Yeah, we'll see. I feel really good, and I think I should definitely PR and run a really good time. Really excited.
And Tony, you've had quite a season so far. I mean, the Drake Relays winning the mile there, running the Drake Relays record in the mile of 406.54. Have you kind of mapped out your thoughts for state and what you think it's going to take to win some of these events, and what's ultimately your goals?
Obviously, I want to win something and, you know, come away with four medals and, you know, my three open events and whatever relay I decide to do. I think just going with the same mindset to Drake, it's supposed to be fun. I have no pressure. I feel like I've showcased my talent, so there's no pressure. I just want to have fun.
What relay do you think you'll run there? 4x8, DMED?
I'm not sure. I think those are the two right now, mm-hmm. So I'm not set on one yet.
Okay. Have you thought about your strategies in these races? You're gonna have a lot of rest. I mean, if you run Thursday and then what, two races on Saturday?
Yep.
So you'll be well rested. Are you gonna attack the races any differently than you have?
I think just stick to my usual game plan, just to sit and kick. I feel like that works. I feel like I have the best kick in the state, so I'm just going to use that to my advantage.
And Xavier, what's your strategy in that 400?
I'm going to try to get out quicker than I have been this season, keep that float going, and then start kicking around 120 mark, same as I've been doing, try to finish.
Any goals for place-wise, where you want to get?
So I'm the top time in my heat, so I'm definitely going to try to win my heat and then see where that gets me overall.
And then what relays are you running at state?
And then I'm also in the 4x4.
Well, that's Norwalk State qualifiers Tony Anania and Xavier Bush. Guys, congrats. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here now with the Norwalk Shuttle Hurdle Relay, the boys' state qualifier last Thursday, going to state this week. You ran a school record last Thursday night here on the Norwalk track, 59.79. Introduce yourselves, guys.
My name is Daniel Webster. I'm a senior.
I'm Cameron Thomas, and I'm a junior.
Daniel Roche, I'm a junior.
I'm Isaac Sutcliffe. I'm a senior.
And guys, what was clicking Thursday night here when you ran that time to finally get under a minute?
I really enjoy running in the rain, so having it rain just before a race kind of encouraged me because it keeps my muscles loose, and I just felt like I could go out there and run way faster than I normally do.
Yeah, I like what Daniel said, just feeling loose, going through hurdle mobility and all that, making sure the hips are loose is the key, so getting good form and being ready.
I feel like our exchanges were pretty good. Daniel and Cam got out and got us in a pretty good situation, and I felt like my exchange with Cam and Isaac was really smooth, and we were able to get the time down to what we wanted to.
Yeah, we had a kind of a gap between the second and third team, and Daniel closed it for me, and it put me in a good position.
Have you guys run this order most of the season, or is it did it take a while to get to this point?
Yeah, this has been our order the whole season except for Carlisle, which we also ran a PR. So, yeah, that was pretty good order. I think we're confident with this order now.
So thinking ahead to state, what kind of goals do you guys have for there? Place-wise, time-wise, what is this team capable of doing?
My personal goal, I want to get a PR split, and then I really want to get all of us to get medals at state and make it to the finals.
Yeah, like Daniel said, getting in that top eight, making it to finals, and then giving it the best shot we can on the Saturday that we run.
Yeah, obviously want to get to finals. I feel like it's kind of like a get-back year for Norwalk. We got disqualified last year, but it was a team thing, and we worked a lot to get better as a team, so I'm excited for this year.
Yeah, I think we make finals if we go sub 60 again. And if we get to finals, I think we have a chance at doing even better.
That's the shuttle hurdle relay team of Daniel Webster, Cam Thomas, Daniel Roche, and Isaac Sutcliffe. Congrats. Good luck at state, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we're visiting now with the Norwalk 4x100 relay team, a state qualifier in Class 4A, going in with a 17th ranked time. A school record, though, here Thursday night at the state qualifier. Just introduce yourselves, guys.
My name is Nate Plattner.
Kaden Morton Johnson.
Logan Atherton.
Isaac Sutcliffe.
And guys, what was clicking for you on Thursday to be able to get that school record time of 43.23?
No, it was just a beautiful night, beautiful teammates, and we had a good run.
I think we kind of had a shaky start to the beginning of the meet, and I think we all kept in mind it's how you finish. So our 4x1 locked it in here at the end, and we came away with a really good time. So.
We really wanted to qualify for state that meet. Our handouts were really good, and Chevrolet gave our best effort.
Yeah, they were doing well. I was watching them, and I knew that there was some other fast runners, and I should just try and chase them down and get a fast split.
Okay, so looking ahead to state, what kind of goals do you have there in this event? What's this team capable of doing as far as maybe a time?
I think we're capable of winning. I think we can get like a sub 43, can go pretty fast.
Yeah, I feel like we can break our school record again. I feel like competing with these top schools just makes us even better. So I think our time's only going to get better this weekend. So.
Yeah, I think our time can definitely get better. Our goal is to make it Saturday and hopefully win it.
Yeah, we had some rough exchanges, and we still went 43.4, I think, 43.5. And I think if we get better exchanges, we can go lower.
How important are the handoffs in the 4x1? Probably as important as any race out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything in the 4x1. It means hundredths of a second.
Yeah.
It just comes down to that.
Yeah, anytime we can shave off a little bit of time, that's even better for us. So every time we work on our handoffs and we execute it, it's just better for us. So.
Yeah, the handoffs are a big thing in the 4x1. I mean, it can make or break your 4x1 run, so you just got to make sure they're good.
Yeah, we practice handoffs more than almost anything because it's so important.
All right, 4x1 team of Nate Plattner, Caden Borcherding Johnson, Logan Atherton, and Isaac Sutcliffe. Good luck at state, guys.
Thank you.
We're visiting now with Norwalk senior Lauren Black, who qualified for the state track meet in the discus with a throw of 110 feet 2 inches at the state qualifying meet last week. Lauren, you're going to throw on Thursday at state. Congratulations. Just how did it feel to qualify for state?
So at first, I didn't think I qualified because I was on the way to my brother's graduation. And we saw the first half of the page all the way to 20, and I wasn't on there, so I was kind of bummed. But then we realized that I made it, and I was super pumped.
Yeah, so you found out the next day that you qualified at large. How happy were you, though, with your performance on Thursday to be able to get that PR?
We were super happy about it because I haven't thrown in a meet in a couple weeks, and we were just kind of shooting for a PR, and we didn't think I was going to get a 3-foot PR. We just thought I was going to get a simple maybe a foot, and so we were all pretty excited. My whole team clapped, and we were pumped.
What do you feel like was clicking for you that day to get that extra 3 feet, especially, you know, being a little bit rusty, like you said?
We've practiced hard on my footwork and just trying to get my hips through, and so everything that throw just clicked and everything worked for it. So
looking ahead to state, you're just kind of going to go for broke and see what you can do, or what's your strategy going into the ring?
Coach says we're just going to let it fly. Mm-hmm. So just get in the ring, and if we throw three or four foul, then it's foul. Or if we get some in the sectors, it's in the sectors. So we're just going to try to let it fly and see what happens. If we can get a new PR, if we can place, maybe. It's probably not going to happen, but just...
You never know. I mean, so what type of conditions do you like to throw, and what kind of a wind do you like, and then just temperature and everything else?
Well, the last couple of meets we've had, it's only been pouring down rain or super windy, so that's kind of what I've known to be throwing in. And like today at practice, it was raining. It was like sprinkly, misty, and the ring was underwater, so I kind of just practiced on that to, if that happens Thursday, I'll be ready for it.
That's Norwalk senior Lauren Black, state qualifier in the discus. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
And we're joined now by Norwalk freshman hurdler Leah Crick, a member of the Shuttle Hurdle Relay state qualifier for the Norwalk Warrior Girls. First of all, congratulations, Leah. You're kind of speaking for the team here today. How thrilled were you guys to be able to get that relay in? It didn't get an automatic bid, but the next day you find out, what was that like?
It was really exciting because even at the track meet, we didn't know if we qualified because we didn't get the top two. But we shaved 3 seconds off, so our time, we were so happy with our time. And we kind of expected to qualify, but it was still surprising, and it was really exciting.
And the other three members of that team, of course, Ella Johnson, Kaya Stolil, and Jillian Hammond. Tell me about your leg. You ran the third leg of the race. What was key for you to help get that time?
For me, I have been struggling a little bit with my three-stepping all season. And that race, I don't know what clicked, but I three-stepped 8 and I only 4-stepped the last 2, and it definitely helped me. And I PR'd in my split. So.
Okay, what was your split?
I think it was a 17.9, so definitely room for improvement, but better than 18.
Yeah, and a 3-second improvement as a team was a big deal in that kind of race, and in the rain, correct?
Yeah, it was the only event it rained for.
So what was that like, competing out there in a downpour?
A little nerve-wracking, but I kind of thought it was fun. I'd rather compete in the rain than the wind, and we've had some awful wind all season, so.
Yes, you've had pretty much everything you can have out there, wind and rain and cold and everything else. So what kind of day are you expecting or hoping for on Thursday?
Hopefully no wind, maybe a little sprinkle will be fine, but preferably no rain.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking for the shuttle team here, what are your expectations for state? This is pretty much a brand new team. Ella did run it last year at state in the shuttle, but 3 of the 4 are new members this year. What do you guys want to get done in Des Moines?
I'm hoping for another PR for myself, and I think we all have what it takes to PR again, so maybe another second off and placement.
Awesome. Well, that's been freshman Leah Crick for the Norwalk Girls track team, member of the Shuttle Hurdle at State. Good luck in Des Moines.
Thank you.
Those were some of Norwalk's 2024 state track qualifiers on today's Lely Radio Sports page.